Italy. Italy has taken a major step in tackling gender-based violence by formally adding femicide to its criminal code. The new law, approved unanimously by Parliament, classifies the killing of women and girls because of their gender as a standalone crime punishable by life imprisonment. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni welcomed the vote, calling it a moment of unity against what she described as the barbaric reality of violence faced by women. Her government has supported the measure from the start and has pushed for broader protections, including stronger anti-stalking laws. Lawmakers are also discussing a proposal that defines sexual intercourse as legal only when there is clear and voluntary consent. Meloni highlighted recent actions by the government, pointing to increased funding for shelters and anti-violence centers, an expanded emergency hotline, and new education and awareness programs. She said these efforts represent meaningful progress, while stressing that much more must be done. The timing of the vote also carried symbolic weight, coinciding with the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Official figures show the scale of the problem in Italy. Last year, the country recorded 106 femicides, with nearly two-thirds committed by a partner or former partner. The statistics reflect global patterns, with UN Women noting that family members or partners are responsible for most female homicides worldwide. Public concern intensified in November 2023 after the killing of 22-year-old university student Giulia Cecchettin, who was stabbed by her boyfriend and whose death sparked nationwide protests. He later received a life sentence. Despite the tough new penalties, rights groups argue that prevention remains the country's weak spot. Activists from the movement Non Una di Meno say the government is still placing too much emphasis on punishment and not enough on education and long-term support. Italy is one of the few EU nations without compulsory sexual education in public schools, and many existing programs require parental approval. The group has urged leaders to invest more in emotional and sexual education, along with policies that strengthen the economic security of women. They argue that only a combination of justice, education, and social support can meaningfully reduce gender-based violence.